Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I don't have to turn my mic on here first. Glad you could be here. And our presentation this afternoon is a team approach to health, healing, and hope. And let's pray before we get started. Our kind Father in Heaven, thank you so much for the privilege to be here at ASI and to share and learn. And most of all, we thank you for the privilege we have to be vessels in your hands to give you the glory, honor, and the praise. Be with us now as we go into our seminar, and may your Holy Spirit be here. May hearts be touched and lives be changed. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
How many medical professionals do we have in the room? Good. I know Dr. Bavel is a, you know, and they're all medical professionals. And let me introduce to you first before I start. I'm in the dental office in the Detroit area, and Metro Detroit area. And God has blessed us over the years to be able to do ministry through our office, and he's blessed us tremendously. And we just want to, could someone pass some handouts out for me so make sure everyone gets one? You know, Detroit is a very depressed area right now because of the bankruptcy and all the things that are going on, but God is still blessing.
Amen.
God is still blessing. And I just want to introduce to you the team that works with us over the last few years. And we have our lay pastor here, Al Green, and his wife, Loretta Green. She's his co-partner here in ministry, and they work with my office. And Dr. Julie here, she is our nutritionist, and she works with our office very closely. In fact, she has an office that's right in the same building as ours, and she is a great help for her to work with. And then we have Dr. Bavel. He came in from Florida and did some lecturing in our meetings, and they have a ministry called United Hands with his wife Ann, who is the director, and we all in medical ministry, and we partnered with them and worked with them, and God has certainly blessed us. So we wanted to discuss with you today 10 practical keys to health evangelism in the dental or medical office. And I know we have a dentist here. Any other dentists in the room? Yes, one here. And any physicians? Here. Okay. So the first thing we did about 2.5 years ago, God impressed me to start these meetings through my office. And I've always had meetings through my office over the years. And God is truly blessed. But this year we wanted to do something different. We wanted to make a team approach to the medical evangelism. So we assessed the community and the needs of the community. Detroit was really going through rough times. People were out of jobs, no insurance, and things were pretty depressed. And as a result, people were more receptive to the gospel, more receptive to health education. So does anyone know the main reason why most medical professionals don't actually are hesitant to do medical ministry through their office or whatever? Anyone has any idea? That's one of the main fears. If I talk about religion in my office, I could be labeled as a religious fanatic. I'll lose my patients. They will stop coming, and it's something that you're not supposed to talk to, you know, among your patients. And then also some people are fearful that if I take time off from my busy practice to do medical evangelism, I would lose revenue, and I can't really afford it. I can't take the time off. And but we have found the opposite to be true. The months that we, or the weeks, or where we go into intense evangelism, take a lot of time off. If you look at my books, at the end of those months, the revenue is greater, sometimes double. And also, we find that the accounts receivable has dropped so low that so more people are paying their bills on those months. So God makes up the difference. He supplies the resources for our ministry. And so don't be afraid to step out. And what was that text we talked about? Seek ye what? First?
Seek ye first
the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and what?
All things
will be added unto you. And we repeat that all the time. And we know that if we put God first in our lives and our practices, in everything we do, that God will supply the need. He will supply the resources. And that's what we found out. So we advertised right in the dental office. We would leave flyers out. We leave magazines out. And we have, we use this Radiant Living magazine. It's a very complete magazine. And we left that on the counters. We made up some flyers, Health, Healing, and Hope. And we just left them on the counters. We didn't go to people and say, well, could you come to our meetings? We just left things available for them on the counters everywhere. And people picked those things up. And we would show DVDs through the office, in the patient rooms of our mission trips. We'll show pictures of different activities we did, different videos we had. And people would see those videos and ask about it. And we'll say, well, we're just about to start some meetings in our office that feature the same things. Would you like to come? And they were more than happy to come. And we had sign-up sheets in the office, and people would sign up. And let's talk about building a team. Building a team. We decided, you know, I used to do evangelism by myself before, and it was in the office, and it was a team to... Speak to that for me, Al. He's one of our team members here. What's the importance of a team, building a team? Yeah, very, very good. And that's the whole concept. And we decided to build a team of various health professionals and medical specialists and Bible workers. And we had a Bible working lay evangelism team. And then we had a nutrition team, where Dr. Julie sort of headed that up. And we had a chaplain, pastor, a lay pastor, Pastor Roman, who was a chaplain in one of the hospitals, and he came and worked with us. And he offered a lot of emotional counseling to people. Now, this process of evangelism, people leaving their what they're accustomed to doing and coming into a new way of thinking, puts a lot of emotional strain on the relationship with your family. Because family members don't want you to, they think you're going to some strange, weird, offshoot group, a cult. And so you need that emotional counseling for these people and prayer to let them know that this is, you know, that breaking that tie, you're not breaking a tie with your family, but as they ostracize you, you can still, God will take care of you. And God will lead you through this process of change, you know. We had a food service team, and we had a music team, a praise team, and then we had a children's ministries team. Because one thing you have to realize, when you start meetings in your office and you want your patients to attend, if you don't have something for their kids to do, they a lot of times they would say, well, I can't come because I can't have my kids running around the office while we are trying to have some meetings or whatever. So we decided to have a children's ministries team. There were three or four. My wife, Linda, she was very helpful in leading up that team also. And with activities, so the same program that we did for the adults, the 8 Laws of Health, we did for the kids too. And they had a separate room. I have a conference room. They went in there with activities. And the kids actually would bring the parents out because they didn't want to miss the next meetings. because the kids were so excited about what the programs for the kids that they would actually bring their parents out to make sure they didn't miss a single meeting. And let's talk a little bit about the power of prayer. The power of prayer. And you know, we had prayer teams. And each one of those teams I listed for you would pray individually. Would pray individually. And prayer is so important in before and during evangelism that we decided to have these health, healing, and hope gift and seminar registration. So you'd register on here and you'd put your prayer requests on here for each person who wanted to come to the seminar. So we know ahead of time what their various prayer needs were, requests were. And so every person who signed up long before the meeting started, we'd pray on each name every single day. So that the Lord will cement that decision and bring them out to the meetings. And we'd pray for their needs that they had too. And God just blessed tremendously. We thought we were going to have a small 15, 20 member, attending series. And when we started our meetings, we had, 75 the first night. And they kept coming in my waiting room, 75 people seated, and they were sitting back in the reception area, in the halls, so it was, Dr. Pavel was there. You know what it was like, and so people just came out, and God bless. And Dr. Julie, tell us something about praying with the importance of prayer as people started to come out to the meetings.
Yeah, what was really cool was that it was very powerful.
And so as we started the meetings, we emphasized the importance of prayer. And all the teams, the praise team would pray together outside in the hall before they came into the meetings. The Bible working team would pray together. I would pull a few of my people together and pray with them. And the children's ministries team would pray together before the people got there, so that it was an effort of prayer and focusing that, asking God to just take us and use us and however He wanted to be a blessing to the people who are coming on. And 75 people showing up, and it was standing room only. I mean, no one left, And they kept coming week after week after week. And we decided to do the New Start program as a main health emphasis. But, you start off first with nutrition, right? And Dr. Sterling Thompson came in from at the time he was in San Antonio to help me out with the meetings. And he and I prayed for long into the hours of the night, and we were impressed. Why start off the meetings with nutrition? Let's start off first with trust in God. Let's flip it. Because without a focus on God and trusting in Him, everything else is futile. And you tell people how to do things, how to live healthy, the things to eat, the water to drink, and all these different things. But their lifestyle has been such that they have been addicted to like pop, to sugar, to wrong foods, wrong lifestyle, to cigarette smoking, to drinking. And that lifestyle is there. And they know what they should do, but they need to be introduced to the source of the power. So once you introduce them to the source of the power first, through trust in God, and people say, I don't want to scare my patients away by this heavy emphasis on the Bible. But we found it to be the opposite. Amen. People looked forward to that, and they came for that. And it was tremendous. And every night we had the praise team singing with the piano right in the small piano in the waiting room, and people's hearts were just drawn. You could just look into their eyes and see that yearning, and then of course the kids enjoyed themselves. And we served a vegan meal every single night. We had a food service team, which was so important. and we served them a vegan meal each night, and the people looked forward to it. And the food was so tasty. One of our local restaurants in season supplied the food for us, and we would put it together and serve it, and it was just a tremendous, tremendous blessing. And let's talk a little bit now about the importance of visitation. You know, visitation is so important during the meetings, because as people come out, they have obviously, they put on these prayer request cards, what their concerns were, what their needs were, and we prayed for them, prayed with them, but visitation was so important. And we have a powerful visitation team here in Elder Green and his wife, Loretta. They are, and it's nice to have a team that's husband and wife. So if you go into a home where it's a female by herself, you don't have to worry, because the Bible says avoid the very appearance of evil, right? So wife, husband and wife go together. And let's talk about that. Loretta, how did you and your husband enjoy visiting some of our patients and spending time with them and praying with them? And what was nice too, thank you so much, Loretta. What was nice too is that the prayer request cards, so many people put down that they had a family member who was sick, who was dying of cancer, who was in need, or who might be in the hospital. So we would get the Bible workers together, and Elder Allen and his wife would go sometimes unannounced to the family member who was sick in the hospital, find out what room they were in, and that made such an impression on the people who were attending, that you came to visit my family and you don't even know them, and pray with them, you know? So it was like a large support group. All the people were coming. We supported each other. We visited. We prayed together. So that spirit was always there. And, of course, the Holy Spirit was, you can feel His presence every night. And visiting in the home creates friendship and nurturing. So people know that you really love them and want to spend time with them by praying with them. Elal, you want to speak to that? Thank you so much, Brother Al. Thank you so much. And let's talk a little bit now about the conclusion of the meetings. We ran the meetings for 8 weeks. And in fact, Dr. Bevel came in, I think, in week 7. And Dr. Fernandez came in week 8 to give that medical focus to our meetings. And then we, of course, nobody wanted the meetings to end. Okay? Because people, 65, 75 people were coming every week. And no one, so you can't just say, okay, now the meetings are finished. We'll see you later. Because these people are part of, they've formed a relationship with you now. Amen. Okay? And they're your patients, or the friends of your patients, or family members. So they want to be embraced. They need to be nurtured. So we decided to transition to more intense lifestyle classes and Bible classes. So we had 2 sign-up sheets. We said, now this is the last day of our meetings, but we are going to continue with some more intense lifestyle classes and more intense Bible classes. And we had a third sign-up sheet if you wanted to attend both. You know, lifestyle and you know, we'll... So we had so many people, we had 33 people sign up. They wanted to continue. And most of them wanted to actually have both Bible and lifestyle classes. And then some just wanted prayer at home, visitation at home, and so we put those on another list also. And we started to have the classes now, instead of Tuesday, on Thursday nights, because that's the best night for most people. The importance of weekly classes and the importance of continuing weekly classes. And notice I didn't say we made an appeal. Amen. That's not the time for it. We didn't decide to make an appeal and ask anybody who wants to give their life to Christ. Because we went through all the 8 laws of health. We went through a lot of our doctrines and so on. And just as far as studying the Bible is concerned. But the time for appeal is not yet. Okay? In fact, with our style, we don't even make an appeal. Okay? And we'll tell you how that works out so well for us. And repetition deepens impression.
Amen.
We learned that in our class. That's one of Elder Al Green's favorite sayings, repetition deepens impression. As you repeat things, as far as your study of God's word, as far as your nutrition and health, it deepens an impression on the mind. Now, the RAS in the mind, the brain, we're going to give you a little medical science of evangelism here. In the back of the brain there's a group of cells called the reticular articulating system, RAS, on the back of the brain. And that filters everything that comes into your mind. Every day, you get bombarded by a lot of stimuli, a lot of things you see. People say things to you. You hear all these noises. So that RAS filters what's important and what it wants you to remember. You know, sometimes you have a friend who got a new cell phone. It may be a red cell phone, right? And you had never seen a red cell phone before. And all of a sudden, after that person got that red cell phone, you start seeing red cell phones everywhere. You know? They were there all along, but the RAS didn't really register that. So now that your friend has one, it's important to you. So the RAS registers as important. Same thing with God's word and with health evangelism. As you repeat things, make it important to the person, that RAS registers it and as important, and it makes changes in your life. Now, small group study is so important. And as we ended our meetings and went into more small group study, it offered time for questions. Right, Dr. Julie?
Yes.
For feedback. And Dr. Julie does the nutrition part of our class to start off. And just discuss a little bit of that with us as far as the importance of that feedback and that you bring to the class and the little assignments that you have people do to come back the next week. And yes.
And they enjoy that.
And every week you give them something to bring back, some homework, as it were, for the next week. You know, make this a challenge for the week. So it gives them encouragement to come back and to be diligent about what they do. And that really worked well for us. And sometimes we'd even call them during the week to see how they were doing. That we made sure we connected. In fact, everybody has my cell number, so we just text back and forth a lot of times. We were busy, and they would answer back and keep encouraging them all through the week. Keep that connection going. Now, the process of attracting new members to a class, that's number 8. The process of attracting new members to a class. Because you want to also, of course, there are some people who have dropped out or not coming anymore. Of the 75 who came, there might be 33 who are still coming off and on. Most of them are still coming. And you want to keep more people coming. So to feed into the Bible study group that you're having every week. And so we had monthly health seminars. Dr. Julie decided to come to my office, and she would use the conference room with a small group, probably 10, 12 people, right? And she'll have monthly, and then if it got larger, we'll go into the waiting room. Well, monthly, we did forks over knives. And I know that worked out so well for us, you know, to focus on health. We talked about the Adventist health study, you know, and we said there's a group of people who live in the Loma Linda area, and we talked about their lifestyle and how they became healthy. And we had cooking classes. In fact, Dr. Julie would go into the homes, okay, and actually talk a little bit about that. And the grocery shopping field trips, I like to call it.
Yes. So many.
Yeah. And you know what was nice too is that a lot of people who came to the classes would obviously they're patients, so they'd come into the operatory, and when, as I was working on them for their follow up visits, they would be so excited about the class that the patients in the other operatories' rooms next to what overhear what was going on. And we had several new members to our class come because they overheard the excitement of another patient talking about how God has been blessing them, how they're losing weight, how they were so excited about this new lifestyle and new change, and they would be jealous. How come you didn't invite me? You know? And so we had, quite a few people come from those particular types of eavesdropping, I would call it, you know? And we eventually invited them, and they came, and some of them are part of our class today because of that. Okay? And we also did great controversy giveaways, you know, at the front desk. Okay, this little short Great Controversy book, you can get it all the, you know, we got these from Remnant Publications. They come in, they sell you like a box of 100, I mean, very, very inexpensive. And we put on here compliments of Health, Healing, and Hope class meeting every Thursday at 6:45 p.m. and put a phone number there. So people would pick these up and start reading, and they say, I want to learn more about this, and they would call the office number. And there might be patients or people who are dropping them off, friends and family. And this was a big feeder for our meetings, a big feeder for our class. And that really, really helped. Now, the process of transitioning, number 9, to worship and church attendance. Okay? Yes. Present the truth of God's word only.
Yes. Praise God. Praise
God. Okay? The power of the Holy Spirit will convict the heart.
That's right. That's
right. We never invited anyone to come to our church.
Amen.
We never invited anyone to keep the Sabbath.
Amen.
We don't do that.
Amen.
Okay? We just present God's word, present God's truth. And they always ask us, where do you guys go to church? We like, because you guys seem like a close-knit bunch. Where do you go? And what day you go to church? And Brother Allen, I know you want to speak to that for a couple of minutes there. Amen. Thank you, Brother Al. And we found out that some of these people asked us where we went to church. We told them where it was, gave them the address. They just started coming on their own. You know? And so we had several people. We had at one point 10 or 12 people coming to church of the group who was studying. And 5 of those people just got baptized in the last 8 months.
Amen.
Okay? And they're all patients. And they're one family. Okay? And they're reaching out to their family members now because they want their family members to be part of this whole thing. Okay? And right now we have 4 or 5 people who are ready for baptism, 5 more who are ready for baptism. And they are attending our church every week. Yeah. And we never once invited them to church. We never once told them about the Sabbath. But they learned about it as we study God's word through the Ten Commandments and everything else. And they know where we worship. And they have started coming. And they are more faithful than some of our regular members.
Amen.
In coming to church. And so our pastor is having a series, in fact, the whole area, District 12, and Michigan Conference is having an evangelistic series starting September, end of September. And they plan on being baptized then. You know? And so we transition them to, as they come to church, obviously you get the church involved, get them to know the pastor, and then by that time, their minds are already made up.
Amen.
In fact, they are out witnessing, trying to get other people to keep the Sabbath. You know? That's right, like Derek, you know? He comes to church, to class, upset that he's talked to somebody on a job and they refuse to accept the Sabbath. And he says, and he's not even baptized yet, not even Adventist yet, you know? And so it's infectious. It's infectious. And you know something? Throughout these meetings and so on, we get the bigger blessing as we reach out, and the Holy Spirit sensitizes our hearts and our minds to the leading of God. So we become sensitive to what people's needs are. We become more perceptive, and as we work with people in health evangelism. I want to talk a little bit about this biophotonic scanner. This little machine here has revolutionized my practice. It has revolutionized our ministry. It has revolutionized health evangelism. It's called the biophotonic scanner, and it's one used by Dr. Oz on television. That's where I first saw it. And then God sent one of the local reps to my office, he and his wife, to demonstrate the machine to me. He didn't even know me. I didn't know him. He just came, and we have the machine now in our office. This is it right here. And what it does, the biophotonic scanner, it scans the hand. You take the machine, and you put your hand right over here, this fatty part of your hand right here. Hold it for, as the machine is turned on, connected to the computer, hold it on there for 90 seconds. And it reads the skin, the level of the antioxidants in your body. Okay? And that gives you, it gives an indication as far as you have different colors. If you're up in this range in the 45 to 50,000 reading range that you are, your antioxidants are pretty high. You're eating well. It gives you a true picture of your health. And of course, Dr. Oz reads 75,000. He's the highest that has ever been recorded by this machine. You know, because he lives what he preaches, and he eats and he exercises, and so I'm sure all the healthy people in here would have high scores, high reading scores, you know. You know, but it's more accurate than any blood test you can have, or whatever. And, pardon me? Well, actually, you can't buy the machine. You know, you can lease it from them. You know, but you can't buy the machine. And I don't lease the machine so that I can make any money. That's not what I'm into. Okay, because they have products that they sell also that help to beef up your immune system and your antioxidant level, but. We just use the machine for, we test all our patients, because we found out that your antioxidant level is a direct indication of the inflammation in your body. Amen. The lower your antioxidant level, more inflammation in your body. The higher your antioxidant level, the less inflammation. People with gum disease have a low antioxidant level. In fact, people with gum disease usually read probably around 10,000 or less. Okay, there's some people who are below zero. It doesn't even read on the machine. And you know, they are full of inflammation in their body. And we know that inflammation, for some of the physicians around here, leads to what? Systemic disease. Okay, cancer, diabetes, all these different things. So it people tend to want to get their score, and it's interesting. Let me show you here. This, they have these little cards. This is the, you actually put this into your computer and turn the computer on. They send a computer with it, and you scan the card, and this is the person's personal card, and they can put this on their keychain, and then keep the big one. You tell them their score, and it tells you what your score is. And so you can be tested 6 to 8 weeks after. And you, of course, you do the right things. Dr. Julie shows them how to eat healthy, the right things to do. Eat a lot of... Now, we found out that berries, strawberries, blueberries, those, all the berries are high in antioxidants. You start using those, and your score will go up. Amen. You know, you start exercising vigorously, your score will go up. Okay, and we find that also drinking a lot of water. People who smoke, they have much lower scores. People who drink a lot of alcohol, much lower scores. So it acts as a means for us to draw people to our class also, because they said, what can I do to become healthier? My score is so low. So they signed up for it. We said, well, we have classes just for that. And they signed up for the classes. And then obviously, once you come to our class, we will introduce you to the source of the power.
Amen.
Okay? We will introduce you to the source of the power to give you the strength that you need.
And do you do that at the initial exam, or like when they come for their recalls?
Yes, we do the biophotonic scanning. Obviously, they can refuse it, you know, but we offer it when they come for the initial, as new patients coming in, they come to go to the hygiene department first. And for their cleanings, their root planings and scalings, they're tested with this, okay? And that will give them an indication. And when their score ends up being low, and we check them and see from their X-rays and their probing that they have gum disease, we say, well, this is the reason why. This is the indicator that your score is low, because you have inflammation in your body. And because of the gum disease, it's creating that drainage of all the fluids into your body and into your glands, and your body's full of inflammation. And as they get healthier, their gums get better. And as we treat them, it's just a total healing process. Somebody else had a question. Yes, Dr. Caesar.
Yeah. I have a question.
Okay.
Insurances, do they pay for the test, or just people have to?
People, we charge $20 for the test. You know, because it's insignificant. You know, so there are some other offices around the country who charge a little bit more, you know. And I understand that there's probably a code coming out that where you can bill for it also. And this machine is going through a transition right now. They're coming out with a new one, which is almost half the size, and it's on an iPad now. Okay? And it also checks for the genome for gaining weight. So it'll tell you if you have that. It'll test also for your antioxidant level and for that gene for weight, for tendency to gain weight. So if you have that gene in you, you know that, and the machine will test for that. It's brand new technology is coming out for that machine. Yes, Dr. Caesar?
Yeah. Apart from the fact that people have, you know, rights and freedom,
yeah.
Do they have some rational basis?
Very few people refuse it.
Oh.
You know, you might have some people. You know, there are also people who are skeptical.
Yeah, okay.
There are also some people who are skeptical, and if someone doesn't have the $20, we do it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's not about making money; it's about just providing a service. Because you know, ultimately, God will always bless.
Amen.
God will always bless. He always does. Yes.
Oh, yes,
just all kids. In fact, a couple came in. The mother boasted about how healthy she was. You know, she exercised, she ate well, and she was so healthy, you know. And she started coming to the meetings, and we tried to get her to eat certain things, and she, you know, apparently wasn't as very diligent as she should be, but she said she was. So we tested her. Her score was pretty low. The score was pretty low. She was obviously very upset, you know. But the machine doesn't lie. The machine does not lie, you know. It tells the truth. And it's tested. Because I test myself. You have to test yourself before you do the machine. And my score, I know what my score is. And it's always accurate, you know. And her daughter started coming to the meetings also. Her daughter was, I think, 8 or 9 years old. We tested her daughter. Her daughter was the exact same score as mom. I think one digit different. So it means the mother was feeding her the same types of food, and she had the same lifestyle as the mother, even though she was a younger kid, you know. And so it was interesting that parents and kids, usually with their mother's food, usually have the same score, right? Yes. I've heard of Canberra. I just haven't.
Is that a good?
It sounds like it's good. I had a rep who called on me several months ago and wanted to have me come in and have a lunch and learn with my office. And I was a little busy at the time and a little bit skeptical too. So he told me he'll call me back in a month or 2 months. So I haven't heard back from him. But does it work for you?
I'm starting.
Oh, you're just starting.
You know, educating our team.
Yes.
And maybe in January we're going to start.
machine. I wanted to add that machine.
Yes,
to
this.
Test the other test.
Yes, this is powerful.
But they don't sell you directly. You know, I see in the website.
Mm-hmm.
They don't keep that machine.
No, you can't go on the website and buy it. Because, see, they don't want to get it in the hands of the wrong people. If everybody could go on the website and buy it, you know, they would have people making false claims. Because the company that makes this Pharmanex, okay, or New Skin, they are in Utah. And you could go and tour their labs. They have over 200 scientists working for them. And many physicians, and their research is so precise and exact, and they allow all the dentists or physicians who buy the machine to come and tour their facility at whatever time they want to, unannounced, if you want to, and see how they test the machines, how they run the tests, and the technology behind it all, and it's a tremendous machine. And any other questions? Oh, yes. Yeah, we have handouts we give them. I would say 100% have improvements. Yes. Once you follow that diet plan, or some of them were so loaded, they decided to buy some of the supplements, and they just call the company and get some supplements, and their scores immediately go up. You know, in fact, 10, 15,000 points in 8 weeks. I've had one person went up 20 points in 8 weeks. Yeah, right. I mean, I've gone up almost 15 or 20,000 I was fairly high at first, but I've gone up 15 or 20,000 just by being more diligent about what I do. And exercise, I know you guys are exercise gurus, I know that, you know? And it's such an important part of testing, because once you get in that exercise regime and eat the right things, your score is going to shoot right up. Your score is going to shoot right up. Yeah, nutrition definitely is the more important. But that coupled with exercise is so vital. It's so vital. Yeah. Yes, Grace. Well, see, you can only go by what a person says they do. Unless you live with the person, you know, because people like to tell you that they're healthy and they do certain things, but they really don't. So the machine breaks it down, unless you know this is where you are. I've had nobody who's been extremely obese who has had a high score. No, not extremely obese. Slightly obese, you know, a little overweight, they can have a good score. But in fact, I've had people who have had cancer, who are in cancer treatment, who have had cancer, who decided to get very healthy and change their lifestyle and change their diet, and are on supplements for their cancer treatment, as far as, you know, nutritional supplements, and they eat a lot of fruit, and then their score is pretty high, even though they have cancer. Okay? I've had a young lady who works, she owns a raw restaurant. Okay? So she eats raw. That's how she eats. You know? And she smokes, she's a chain smoker. She said she couldn't give up the habit of chain smoking, even though she eats so healthy. Okay? And we tested her about 6 weeks ago. For the first time, she had the test done. Her score was very good. Her score was excellent. Her score was probably the second highest of all the people we tested that day. Okay? Yeah, because she was eating so healthy. Now, I told her, if you give up that smoking, your score will be off the charts. And she knows it. So she actually supplies some food for my meetings, some raw food for my meetings, and she is working on right now with some of the support we are giving her at giving up smoking. You know, and her smoking is due to a lot of stress in her life. She has like two restaurants she runs, and it's tough. You know, it's tough. So it didn't start there, right? You know, she's had some experiences in the past, so she gets that last hurdle and climbs over that hurdle. She will, and then obviously, she's a Christian too. So I'm trying to introduce her to the source of the power. Because I said you can't do that last hurdle on your own. You know, you have Jesus Christ in your life. You commit yourself to Him. He will take you over that last hurdle. Because you have a ministry in your restaurants that you need people to be around for other people. That's a loaded question. That's a loaded question. And yeah, it's a loaded question. And even though we are on audio verse tape, I will say that our home churches are sometimes not the most receptive. Okay? We have a lot of wolves in our churches who try to attack weak members coming in and pray coming in. And so we have to sort of, we still keep them under our umbrella. We're not going to let them loose in the church. Okay? They come to my Sabbath school class that I teach. Okay? And we keep them under that umbrella. You know? We make sure we sit next to them in the same area where they... You know, we always do that. Okay? Yeah? We put a sort of protective covering over them. Okay? And we pray for them constantly. Okay? That God will give them a prayer covering. You know? Yes, brother. Yes. And a lot of people in our church, you know, are probably cultural Adventists, and they are not truly, they don't have the loving spirit that we should have. Of course, a lot of people do, and so you wanna to protect them from those onslaughts of the enemy, because the enemy works within our ranks also. We know that, but God has been blessing, and it's just. Our time is almost up, but you know, it's just a wonderful experience, and we are starting in the fall a new program. What's it called now? It's called it used to be called the Daniel Challenge. What's it? You know do you know the new acronym for it, Dr. Caesar? Okay. But it used to be called the Daniel Challenge, and it's called the New Life Challenge. New Life Challenge, okay? And you can Google that, and it's a new program that they're using in a lot of universities around now, started by a younger set of Adventist health professionals. And they are, it's just winning souls left and right. People are really embracing it at some of our secular universities and so on. So we're going to start that. And what we are planning to do is to reach out to our neighboring health professionals, non-Adventists in the area. I already have four dentists who have signed up themselves and their staff to come to those meetings. Yikes. You know, because two of them are Jewish. And they just want to have that health challenge because they're all into fitness and health and of course they're not vegetarian or vegan or whatever, but we're gonna bring them on slowly, you know, and see how the Lord works so we can share our faith with them. I think probably I would have liked to have a fitness team on my staff, like what you guys do, because we didn't have that component. Dr. Julie did some later on, but initially, because there's some people that you attract to the meetings who want to get fit, and not necessarily they don't want to do it the eating way, unnecessarily or whatever. But you can bring them on that way. And so if we had a nice fitness team to be part of our meetings. You know, and, I mean, the invitation is there for us so you guys can come up and work with us. Well, we don't shy away from the Sabbath. We just present the Ten Commandments as they are in their totality. And, you know, we talk about the fact that the Lord says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And if we don't keep our commandments, if we say we keep his commandments, we don't, we are a liar. And we show them in the Bible where it says all liars will end up... You know what I'm saying? So no one wants to be a liar. So that means you have to keep the commandments. So Elder Al, speak to that for a minute or two here. No, we started off first with this simple book here, you know, Bible Questions Answered. It has a lot of information in here. And so we started off first with that, and then Elder Al worked together with Dr. Julie and myself as we formed. But he does mostly most of the Bible study for us, you know, that portion of it. And we, yes, go ahead. You mean the team members? Yes, they're from our local church. You know, there's so many resourceful people in your local church, you know, who are, and you know the ones who are dedicated. You know, find someone who loves the Lord and who is not going to isolate people, ostracize them, who is going to love them, who's going to be a person who loves people. And they may have a degree in something, but they may not be the type of person to bring in to your office that you know. And so we pick those kind of people. And God just blessed you. God put a team together, actually, you know. And I think our time is up.
This media was produced by Audioverse for ASI, Adventist Layman's Services and Industries. If you would like to learn more about ASI, please visit www.asiministries.org. Or if you would like to listen to more free online sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.